Hey everybody, this is Mark Manson, and this is another commentary and analysis of No, You Cannot Have It All. These commentaries talk about the inspiration and ideas that go into creating these articles that you love and cherish so much that you're sitting here and listening to an audio about it. So, No, You Can't Have It All, it was actually written on an airplane on the way to Bangkok in 2014. I actually do a lot of my best work on airplanes for some reason. Don't ask me why. But it's actually one of my favorite places to write. I feel very creative. I feel very inspired. Writing feels very easy. And actually on this flight, I wrote two articles back to back. I wrote them both in about 30, 40 minutes. So this one and then also the next one, which is called, How to Break Hearts and Risk Losing Everything. This one was planned. The next one was unplanned. It was spontaneous. But this one was planned. It was an idea I had on my sheet, for a while. And the original inspiration for this one came from a very popular article that I think was written in like 2011, 2012, by a woman named Anne Marie Slaughter. It was written for The Atlantic and it was called, I believe it's called like Women You Can't Have It All or something like that. It's a very long article, but it's fantastic. And I recommend, you know, anybody kind of interested in this topic or especially if you're interested in like feminism or gender issues to go check that out. It pissed off a lot of feminists, but I actually found Slaughter's article to be one of the most, intriguing and realistic examination of kind of where feminism is today. But anyway, the author, Anne Marie Slaughter, she was an extremely successful career. I believe she had a history in law. She ended up working for the State Department under Hillary Clinton, had an extremely prestigious career throughout Washington, D.C. And she explained in the article that she was very fortunate that early on she married a man that was very supportive of her, put his career in the backseat to hers, volunteered to spend the extra time taking care of the kids, raising the kids, while she was, you know, working 70, 80 hour weeks and traveling pretty much every week, for her job. And she writes very honestly about a little bit of regret at sacrificing, a lot of family time, a lot of other aspects of her life and her personality, to advance this far. And she feels very ambivalent about it. And what she talks about is she says that, you know, for decades, it was kind of like arguably the biggest focus of feminism was, you know, women need to achieve the same levels, as men in the career world, the professional world, you know, breaking through the glass ceiling over and over. And, Slaughter said that, like, I was one of the women who broke through these glass ceilings. And, I can tell you that you have to give something up to get here. You can't be the great family woman and have the amazing career at the same time. You can't be an ever-present, force in your kid's life and work the extra hours to get the promotion. Like there's a trade-off in all of this. And, when people just focus on women getting to the next level, they don't understand that, you know, the other side of the trade-off that, you know, men were always, you know, it was kind of accepted within society that men would make, you know, men would forego spending time with the kids and the family and they would spend more time at work and so on and so on. The article, surprisingly, for such like a beautifully written and level-headed article, it became kind of controversial. And I think she did a number of interviews about it and ended up writing a book about it, which I haven't read the book, but anyway, I just thought it was a fantastic article and it always kind of stuck with me. Because, especially around that time in my own life, you know, my dream in my early 20s and mid 20s was to start my own internet business and start traveling around the world. And I did that. And it was around, you know, 2011, 2012, I really started to notice the drawbacks and the sacrifices of that. Like, I started losing touch with a lot of friends. A lot of the connections and relationships I was developing were superficial and short-lived. There was a lot of struggles with living abroad, dealing with different cultures, language issues. And, you know, basically, it kind of became clear it's not all peaches and cream. And so this became a very important topic in my own life, as well. And if you've read a lot of the website, you'll see this theme, present throughout most of the articles in the last few years. So actually that was kind of the background inspiration for this article. And then the catalyst for the article was, well, I'll give you another background inspiration. So this, and I guess another reason why Slaughter's article kind of resonated with me or stuck with me for such a long time is because I found it very common that, like, emails from readers, a very common email kind of had to do with this. It's just like, people wanting to have it all and not being willing to give up anything. So, you know, so I would get emails from people who were spending tons and tons of time on their career and not on their personal relationships. And they complained to me that their personal relationships weren't getting better. People who were spending all their time, you know, learning a new skill or even the opposite side of the spectrum, people who were spending all their time, pursuing their personal relationships and trying to find somebody to date and then complaining that their social life was suffering or that their work was suffering. And, it's such a simple concept and it's so obvious when you say it out loud that, you know, I feel kind of stupid saying it, but it's like everything is a trade-off and we forget that, especially in today's world where we're constantly told that we're, you know, we have no limits and if you can believe it, then you can, achieve it and, you know, sleep less, work more, try harder, all this stuff about like hustle. I think people forget that everything's a sacrifice. There's an opportunity cost to everything. So anyway, the catalyst for this article, and I believe I read this like a day or two before the flight, maybe much before, but anyway, there was an article on Business Insider about this guy, Muhammad El Aryan. He was the co-founder of PIMCO, huge hedge fund guy, managed, I believe, multiple billions of dollars. And he basically announced that he was going to go into semi-retirement. The article made it sound like retirement, but like, it turns out it was kind of semi-retirement. He basically kind of like turned himself into a little bit of a consultant, which means he can kind of show up whenever he wants and tell people what to do. But anyway, the article was saying that he basically, what inspired that in him was, his daughter chastising him, for not being around enough. And he suddenly kind of had this like awakening moment of, my God, what am I doing with my time? Like, why do I need to be working this much for this much money? Like, I have everything I need. My daughter's only going to be a little girl once. And so he kind of made this major decision. It's a nice story. It's the sort of story that you read and you go like, aw. And, but it felt like a nice, you know, these concepts had been kind of sitting in the back of my mind for a long time. And I kind of, once I read that story, I realized that I kind of just needed like a nice story to like lead in, to the concept and ideas to kind of round out a full article. And so once I came across that story, it was pretty easy in my head to put this article together. In many ways, it was kind of already written in my head. So I jotted down some notes and then on the plane, I wrote it, probably took 30 minutes to an hour. And then I was so inspired that I wrote the next article as well, which I didn't plan on writing. But if you want to hear about that one, you can check out the next audio.